Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
This podcast is being published late due to family illness, but I wanted to go back and make sure we had a show for today for completeness of the archive. It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, 9th of August. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Well done, BYD in China, smashing their previous monthly best by a huge margin. They made 162,000 plug-in vehicles last month in July. That's up 30,000 from their previous record the previous month in June. And they're a split 50-50, really. It's about half plug-in hybrids and half pure electric vehicles. BYD doing some serious numbers in China. Alongside GM and their joint venture with SAIC, they make vehicles like the Hongguang Mini EV and the Kiwi and the Wuling Nano. They made 300,000 plug-in vehicles in the first half of this year. Congratulations to that joint venture there as well. Some serious numbers coming out of that organisation. The Kia EV9, all electric, all SUV, all very, very big, has been seen pounding around the Nürburgring in Germany. The camouflage is off. We get a sense of the style. Short, stubby front end. Haven't got to have a big engine, so why not move cab forward? Great more room inside. It's three row. So, you know, if you are breeding as much as Elon Musk and have about 4,000 children, you need three rows, then this might be the vehicle for you. Or you just want a big 9-seater SUV or something. I'd like an ID Buzz would be my thing. But this is huge and bulky and square. And somebody will absolutely love this vehicle. It's not for me, but the back end, very Volvo XC60-ish, and that's no bad thing, if you ask me. Tesla are launching a loyalty program, not in the US, though, in China. I wonder why. Maybe, well, only Tesla know why. Because they're selling well. I mean, maybe it's slowing down, but we don't know that, but I think they're seems to be all right in China, but a new loyalty program giving away free supercharging miles, half-price full self-driving, and a home charging service package as well, which is great news for Chinese buyers. Now, the Stellantis group entering into a joint venture with a French company to make new e-motors at a factory in France. The first one of those will be in a Stellantis EV by the end of the year. They won't say which one, and the only EV coming soon, which they haven't wanted to talk about because the launch is close, is the new Jeep, the junior Jeep, the baby Jeep. And these motors will be 115 kilowatts of power. They'll be French. There'll be a million of them a year coming out of their factory. And so, yeah, I mean, I'll put two and two together, could get five. These could be going in the new baby Jeep. The US Senate on Sunday night voted to approve the Inflation Reduction Act. That'll now go forward to the House of Representatives and be signed by Joe Biden, and that'll become law. $7,500 per vehicle, EV tax credit, 4,000 odd, I think it is, for used vehicles. That's very important. And will any EV actually get this? Because as well as the new price limits that are coming in, 55 grand for a car and 80 grand for a truck, you know, so where does a Tesla Model Y fit in? Is it a bigger vehicle? Like, I don't know, but is it the 80K limit or the 55 limit? Either way, I'm not sure many cars are going to get it because of the requirements for the batteries to have a reduced amount of foreign. In fact, I'll just say the word Chinese components, 40% and 50% now, both scaling up to the end of the year, and there just aren't enough batteries being processed in the US to, I don't know if any car will get it, but, well, I hope so. It's not so much the, you know, where they dug out of the ground, it's just they're all processed in China. So They're all going to have Chinese bits inside the batteries, but we'll wait and see. And well done to Brisbane Down Under in Australia, ordering 16 new all-electric trackless trams. They are high-capacity electric trams, three carriages long, articulated twice, 25 metres long, and overnight there will be 60 50-kilowatt chargers for them to charge when they're sleeping. And that is Briefly.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.